Good morning and welcome to East Tennessee Now, a weekly public affairs program featuring some of the people and organizations that make our community such a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Here's your host for East Tennessee Now.
Good morning and thank you for listening to East Tennessee Now. I'm Michelle Silva. This weekend marks the beginning of the Tennessee Watercolor Society biannual juried exhibition coming to the Emporium Center in Knoxville. Gail Seal from the Watercolor Society joins Darius Williams this morning to tell you all about the exhibit.
Good morning. My name is Darius Williams, and thank you for listening to East Tennessee Now. Friday, May 3rd is the beginning of the Tennessee Watercolor Society biannual juried exhibition at Emporium Center. It's going to be a lovely display of watercolor art. And to talk to us more about it, we have Ms. Gayla Seal in the building with us today. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
No problem at all. So, like I said, the biannual juried exhibition is going to be at the Emporium Center from May 3rd through June 1st. Can you tell us about the inspiration for this exhibition?
Well, this exhibition is a part of the Tennessee Watercolor Society's biennial exhibition. It's a juried exhibition, which means we've asked a nationally renowned watercolor artist to look at all of the paintings from the members who submitted art. He looked at them and chose 50 paintings, and those 50 paintings will be hung at the Emporium Center. Then Don Andrews, that's the juror's name, he will come to Knoxville. He is from Austin, Texas. He will come and look at in person the paintings, and he will judge them. And we will, at the end of our exhibition, give out awards that he has chosen.
Awesome. Awesome. So how long have you all been hosting these exhibitions?
This is the 39th. Oh. So we've been doing it quite a while. It's every 2 years. And because we are a statewide organization, the exhibition rotates around the state to the major cities. We have Knoxville is a region. Then we have Nashville, Memphis, and Chattanooga. So every 2 years, the exhibition is in one of those cities.
Gotcha, gotcha. So the Tennessee Watercolor Society, how long has that been in existence?
We just passed our 50th year.
Awesome.
So it's been going on a while, and it was begun in order to promote and make more visible watercolor art and water media art. Water media includes watercolor, acrylic, and a medium called gouache. So a variety of water-based mediums are used to create beautiful art. And so the purpose of the society is to encourage that and to foster that art form.
Gotcha, gotcha. Keeping it alive.
We're trying to do that.
Keep water alive. I like that. So how does the society support and promote watercolor throughout the state, especially regarding education and public outreach?
Well, we do have workshops that are presented by our members, and we do bring in outside artists to provide education to our members. This biennial exhibition, the juror will not only judge the show for awards, he will also choose 30 paintings that will travel around the state to different locations so that people throughout the state can go to their local art venues and view the artwork. So that way, the art is not just in one part of the state. It's a very long state.
Right.
So we will move the art around. Once it is here in Knoxville, it will go to other cities. It'll go to Columbia, Tennessee, Humboldt, and Chattanooga are amongst the other towns it will go to.
Gotcha, gotcha. And so with these rotating exhibitions around the state, what impact does that have on the artists and the engagement with the public?
Well, it absolutely helps the exposure. Folks that live in some of these areas, and some of these venues are not in the major urban areas. They're in smaller towns. So it allows folks who live more in urban, suburban areas and rural areas to get out and view some beautiful art, because the watercolor paintings that will be featured are of a wide variety of styles. We have all the way from abstract to hyperrealism amongst the art forms that our members create. It's right. really astounding.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So it's great that you all are offering that experience to people all across the state, because for the choice of venue with the Emporium, and I've been there before, a lot of lovely pieces in there. Why did you all choose the Emporium as the place that you wanted to host this event?
Well, for Knoxville, the Emporium is an anchor art venue.
Okay.
And it's been there quite a while. I actually have a studio in the Emporium Center, so awesome. I am happy to be there. So it made it a little bit easy for me to schedule the exhibition to be at the Emporium, since I already have a studio there. Mm-hmm. And it's a lovely space. We'll be in the downstairs gallery.
Gotcha. And
again, there'll be 50 paintings, so they'll be nicely spread out, and a great chance to view some beautiful art.
Right, for sure, for sure. So you said there's a jury that selects the paintings to be featured in the exhibit. What qualifications must the paintings meet in order to be selected?
Right. First of all, it has to be water media on paper. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of different surfaces that you can paint watercolor on. I use clayboard myself. That's a newer surface that you can paint watercolor on. However, for our juried exhibition, the criteria is watercolor or water media mm-hmm. on paper.
Gotcha.
So that's the criteria.
Gotcha.
And other than that, your subject matter, it's just anything that an artist wants to create.
Right. I think the saying that says art is subjective. So when it comes to like the quality of it like you said, the medium watercolor on paper, once they meet those criteria, how does it get judged to end up in the 50? Like, what do they, it has to be quality control? Like, how does
Well, it's a juror. We have a nationally recognized and awarded juror mm-hmm. Coming. He's already looked at the paintings and narrowed it to the 50.
Okay.
He looks for composition, the technical use of the water media, mm-hmm. the overall feeling that a painting may give,
right,
and the design. So a lot of factors go in mm-hmm. to judging a show, and each juror is an individual. So one juror may look at a group of paintings and select a certain number, and another juror may have some different ideas and
right.
select a different set of paintings. All the paintings that were submitted for the exhibition were of top-notch quality. They
okay.
were all very good. But it's just up to a juror mm-hmm. in his or her experience to narrow it down to paintings that speak of the quality, the creativity, imagination of the artist.
Gotcha. So are these artists that are submitting the paintings, are they from Tennessee?
Yes. In order to be a member of the Tennessee Watercolor Society, you have to live in the state of Tennessee, or say you live right in the suburbs of Memphis, which is a large city, but you happen to live in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
You could become a member just because you're in that
right.
Metropolitan area
right.
that's borders Tennessee, and 18 and older. So as long as you fit those criteria, you can be a member of the Watercolor Society.
Okay, cool. So do they have to like pay any dues or anything?
Yes, there are dues that are due once a year. They're very reasonable. And then there's also a fee to enter the exhibition.
Gotcha. So how did the exhibition benefit the painting or the artist?
Well, it's exposure for the artist, and also they can get feedback from the juror. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the juror will provide feedback to the artist to say, possibly, you know, this could have been stronger in your painting. Now, that's not always the case, but you can learn. For example, if you submit a painting and it is not accepted into the exhibition, you can go back and look at it and say, where could my painting have been stronger?
Right.
So not everyone wants to enter an exhibition or be competitive, but it is a way to improve your art, because you do have your art compared to other artists who are of top-notch quality.
Yeah.
So it allows you to elevate your art mm-hmm. ability, because you've seen other artists who have been accepted into competitions and are in exhibitions and who actually, you know, get awards.
Yeah.
So that helps you as an artist to grow.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I like that, because it's kind of like a like a track meet. You know, you're sort practice, of. You think you're the fastest, and then you get put up with all these different schools, and then who's really the fastest?
Right. And it's helped me to grow, because I've certainly entered competitions and not had my art accepted. Mm-hmm. So it does help you do more self-evaluation, and you'll go back, and as we offer workshops and more teaching, and there's educational resources you can have access to as a member of the Tennessee Watercolor Society, it helps you improve your art.
Gotcha. That's what life is all about, growing and improving, for sure. And that's a key word.
Yes.
So how does the Watercolor Society facilitate the collaboration and communication amongst its members across the five regions of the state?
Well, as you said, we are a large group of artists. There's 250 across mm-hmm. the state. So we are sectioned into five geographical areas, so that myself, living in the Knoxville area, I can connect with other people in my region. Mm-hmm. So you have access to a membership roster, and you know the folks that are nearby. So you can do meetups, you can support each other on a smaller geographical boundaries,
right.
and it helps to connect with other artists. Plus, with this biennial, which is statewide, all the artists from around the state will be coming to Knoxville mm-hmm. to see the exhibition. Some have had their paintings accepted, and some have not, but people will come to see the exhibition, and therefore, it's a statewide event to help people across our state connect, and people that do watercolor art, they can share, and we'll have our general meeting here mm-hmm. During the time of the exhibition.
Okay, that's awesome. I do have, so in the world of like visual art painting per se, do artists ever do collaborations? I'm in radio, so I listen to a lot of music,
right?
You know, so is super common to hear different singers, you know, do songs with each other and collaborate as far as music goes, musical art. So is that a thing in the art community, like two painters doing a piece together?
I think so. Absolutely. That happens. Plus, we learn from each other. I have collaborated with other artists in teaching and doing classes where I teach along with someone. Then there are projects that you can be involved in. I've done murals. I've done community murals where a group of artists came together and completed a mural. That's a very common type of collaboration, I think, that artists do.
Cool. I did not know that. I thought it was an individual sport.
Not always.
Awesome. So we're living in an age where everything is going digital, you know, especially with AI. I was speaking to someone from the Knoxville Museum of Art a few weeks ago on the show.
Right.
And, you know, she shared her thoughts on how AI is affecting the art world. How do you think AI has affected the watercolor medium, if it has?
I say it has. If not, it soon will be. Mm-hmm. But for myself, because I know how much time and effort I have spent honing my craft, learning watercolor, trying to be the best I can be, and enjoying it, it seems like a shortcut to me.
Right.
And that's my personal opinion. And I'm sure that the individuals who create AI have their own set of skills, but mm-hmm. it's different.
Yeah.
It's a different art form. And it shouldn't minimize the effort that individual people, humans,
right.
make to create and make their art in a very personal way. It takes a lot of time and effort to become a good artist.
Yeah.
And to think that it could be minimized by someone manipulating the images on a computer,
mm-hmm.
you know, I would just as soon support someone who I know has spent time making their art.
Right.
It's very special to the artist when someone appreciates their art.
For sure. I think about that all the time, you know, because you see these AI people, they're recreating songs, making songs in voices of different artists and bands that to the untrained ear, you would think is, you know, them singing. And so it's only a matter of time before it starts to take over the visual art world. But to the contrary of that, we're also seeing a resurgence of physical media becoming, I wouldn't say more popular, but kind of like there's been a resurgence of appreciation for things like CDs, vinyl records, DVDs, you know, because as we move further into the digital landscape, music is becoming digital, art is becoming digital, movies, everything is becoming digital. People are starting to now mass buy video game discs, DVDs, CDs, all these different physical mediums of entertainment, whether it be art, music, whatever, because say a meteor hits the world, all the digital stuff is gone. All the AI art, that's gone. But all those watercolor paintings, if they survive the blast,
they'll still be there. Well, I see it as a pendulum swinging back and forth. It may go too far to the digital side, and people realize, well, maybe that's not, you know, I'm not seeing someone who spent many hours and years working on a craft.
Right.
And it may, the pendulum may swing back the other way to where it's more the hands-on efforts are more appreciated.
Right. I kind of see it as like with AI being so new, everybody, as far as especially in entertainment, I feel like art also qualifies as entertainment as well. You know, we have the right to be nervous because these people, they're figuring out ways to take our jobs. You know, but I feel like it, once we get over the initial scare, figure out a way to regulate it, you know, we'll be able to live with it a little bit. Hopefully. That's my hope. Because the other thing, when they invented TV,
well, true.
Everybody in radio thought they were out of a job.
You know? Well, and I think people who appreciate art are able to see the difference.
Right.
And it may affect a few people, and many people may prefer the AI type of generated art.
Right.
But you'll have many, many more, I think, who will appreciate the work of a person who has spent hours, a good part of their life,
right,
perfecting an art form.
Right.
And I think that won't leave the scope of appreciation.
Oh, yeah. The real lasts forever, for sure. Most definitely.
I think so.
Circling back to the event, so what are some key benefits that artists have joining the society as far as artists and individuals that are interested in water media?
The advantage is the additional support you get from artists who are creating from the same media. They're using many of the same supplies. You can learn a lot from people who are working toward the same aesthetic. You can avoid some frustration if you talk to someone who's been doing it a while. Otherwise, you start out in watercolor. Watercolor has a reputation for being a difficult medium to work with.
Right.
But if you've worked with someone who has worked with it many years and is used to it, you unravel some of that mystery and frustration that it may occur with someone who's just starting out.
Right.
So I think just the connection with other artists who are doing similar work is the greatest benefit. And we do do a lot of education.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I feel like being around like-minded individuals is always beneficial, no matter what the field is. So you said earlier this is the Watercolor Society has been around for 50 years. Remind me again, how long, which number of the exhibit would this be?
This will be the 39th.
The 39th. Gotcha.
Yes.
So over the 39 years of y'all's exhibits, how's it grown?
Well, as you mentioned, with the digital age, it's much easier for a juror now to look at paintings. Mm-hmm. We'll send a digital file to the juror, and they can very easily scan, you know, 200 paintings and pick out the ones that he or she feels qualify to make a great exhibition.
Right.
There's more members, and you get a variety. I think the variety and changes and different subject matters that have appeared is due to the people who travel more, who are exposed to more. So you probably see a more variety of subject matter. Mm-hmm. And just the fact that you have more artists participating.
Right.
And with the social media. It is more easy to promote it. Travel is easier now, so people can travel to our side of the state. Mm-hmm. It's not as big, as huge of an effort as it was maybe, you know, 20 years ago.
Right.
30 years ago.
I can understand that for sure. So for the spectators outside of the art world coming to visit the exhibit, what are you wanting them to get out of it?
I would like anyone visiting the exhibition to look at the paintings and see that it is a beautiful art form. A lot of times you think of paintings, you think of oil paintings, acrylic paintings, although acrylic is a water media and is accepted into the show. But watercolor paintings are just very beautiful in a different way. For watercolor paintings, you typically don't use white paint. The white in a watercolor painting is actually the white of the paper.
Right.
So that gives a watercolor painting a special type of glow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sometimes hard to capture that.
Yeah.
But we have so many talented watercolor artists that it's worth coming to see the beauty that can be created using that art form.
For sure, for sure. So how does the Watercolor Society balance its focus on competitive exhibits like the biennial exhibition with its efforts to support non-juried shows, workshops, and other members' activities?
Well, they're both encouraged, and there are different types of members. There are members who do want to compete, and it's a way for them to maybe springboard into national competitions.
Mm-hmm.
But other artists just want to learn. They want to create art for themselves, their family, and that's very non-competitive. So that is encouraged as well. We want everyone to enjoy the learning process, the flexibility, the different subject matters that can be covered, and the creativity that can be involved. So we want all different types of artists who have different goals to be welcomed and to feel like they are encouraged and that they benefit from what the society has to offer.
Gotcha, gotcha, for sure. So the society has been around 50 years. This is the 39th exhibition. What can we expect for the future of the Tennessee Watercolor Society?
Well, the future will just continue to demonstrate the beauty of water media. We'll continue to have just amazing artists that enter competitions. The quality is always astounds me. The quality, I think, is improved every year, or
right.
It's every other year, but at every exhibition. And I have actually created a slideshow for our meeting, and I've had to go back and look at paintings that were done 20, 25 years ago that were accepted into the show. And although they were beautiful, the I don't even know how to describe that. Creativity, it has just really grown and blossomed.
Mm-hmm.
The paintings are just beautiful.
Yeah.
And they're wonderful to see. So it should, going forward, I see that it will only get better.
Gotcha, gotcha. That's the best direction to go.
Getting better.
The best direction to go is better for sure. So first Friday of the exhibit is May 3rd, 5 through 9. What can people expect to see on the first Friday of the exhibit?
If you have never been to downtown Knoxville on a first Friday, I would encourage you to do so. It's a very festive event. Many people come out. At the Emporium, there is typically live music, a very festive atmosphere. The art in the main galleries changes every month. So in May, there will be, of course, the Tennessee Watercolor Society exhibit and several more exhibitors in the upper galleries. Then all the other galleries downtown are open. They're open late. The restaurants are open. The shops are open. It's just a festive atmosphere. And I do believe for this first Friday, there's going to be open street on the 100 block.
Oh, wow.
So that'll be a little different.
For sure, for sure. So it's going to be a lively night.
It always is. And there's many people that come out. You'll see folks you know. You'll meet people that you didn't know. I every first Friday in my studio, there are people from all over the world, people that are visiting Knoxville that will stop in. And it's just such a pleasure to meet all the different folks who come out and who appreciate art.
For sure, for sure. So the biennial juried exhibition is going on at the Emporium Center May 3rd through June 1st. Is there anywhere people can find out more information? Are you guys on Facebook? Do you have a website?
The Tennessee Watercolor Society has a website. It's tnws.org. So all the information about the exhibition will be there. If you want to become a member, then you can do so there as well. And you can look at the images from previous exhibitions. So then we also have a Facebook page, a Tennessee Watercolor Society Facebook page that is very active.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, make sure you keep up with the Tennessee Watercolor Society. They are definitely going to put on a fantastic exhibition all month long of from May 3rd through June 1st. You have to check it out. It's going to be at the Emporium Center. Thank you so much, Gayla, for joining us this morning. I'm definitely going to have to stop by and check out some of these paintings.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Thank you at home for listening to East Tennessee Now.
Special thanks to Gail for joining us this morning. And don't you miss all 50 of the amazing paintings. They're on display at the Emporium Center beginning this Friday, May 3rd, for the first Friday Art Walk from 5 until 9. The exhibit is open to the public till June 1st. Thank you so much for listening this morning. East Tennessee Now is an MWC production.
I appreciate you sharing your morning with me. I'm Michelle Silva, and we'll talk to you soon. Remember, East Tennessee Now is available on demand as a podcast from iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You've been listening to East Tennessee Now, a weekly public affairs program featuring some of the people and organizations that make Knoxville and East Tennessee such a great place to live. If you have a suggestion for the program, we'd love to hear from you. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 27100, Knoxville, Tennessee 37927, or call the studios at 865-525-6000. That's 865-525-6000. East Tennessee Now is a presentation of Midwest Communications Company.